Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Over the weekend, authorities announced the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Illinois now exceeds 30,000, and the disease is known to be in all but 9 of the state's 102 counties. Officials also said nearly 1,300 people here have died from the coronavirus disease, but those numbers could have been much higher, and they say they're not only because of the business closures and the stay-at-home order. Given that, just before the weekend, Governor J.B. Pritzker made it clear Illinois will not be getting anywhere near a pre-COVID normal anytime soon.
Folks, I've said time and time again, my decisions are hard ones, but they will follow the science. And the science says our students can't go back to their normal routine. Therefore, I am suspending in-person learning in schools for the remainder of the 2019-2020 school year.
Meanwhile, the State Department of Public Health on Saturday for the first time released numbers of all the positive tests and deaths linked to long-term care facilities. But as with so much on the coronavirus, the statistics are likely too low to capture what's really happening out there. Joining us to talk about these issues are Jim Meadows, a reporter for WILL and Illinois Newsroom, and Nader Issa, education reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Jim, Nader, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jim, let's start in Decatur. I understand that well more than half of the known COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County are from a single nursing home. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that single facility is called Fair Havens Senior Living. It's in Decatur. And of the 54 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Macon County, at least 33 cases are linked to Fair Havens, with residents or employees. But at least one out of the 4 latest group facility cases are from a second nursing facility, Villa Clara. They reported a single case last week, and beginning this past weekend, the Macon County Health Department stopped giving specifics. But we do know that so far all 9 deaths from COVID-19 in Macon County are residents who were at Fair Havens.
Do we know why there were so many cases at this one facility, and how is Fair Havens handling this?
That's an open question. The newspaper indicator, the Herald and Review, interviewed a family member of a Fair Havens resident who had COVID-19. She said she had to repeatedly call and, in her words, throw fit after fit to get her brother seen by a doctor. He was subsequently tested positive, and according to the Herald and Review, is now recovering. Meanwhile, local officials in Macon County have asked the Illinois Department of Public Health for help in relation to Fair Havens. They want expanded testing at the facility to cover all staff and residents, not just at one part of the facility where the first cases appear. And they want more training of the staff for the proper use of personal protective equipment. A family of a resident posted photos of social media purportedly showing a staff at Fair Havens failing to wear their PPE properly. Now, as I mentioned before, Villa Clara, that second nursing facility, reported a resident testing positive for COVID-19 last week. They have been emphasizing, apparently in reaction to the Fair Havens case, their own safety measures and how the resident, a recent arrival, was still in initial quarantine and was tested while hospitalized for a different ailment.
So Jim, let's take a step back here, because as I mentioned a few moments ago, Decatur is certainly not alone in facing a cluster of cases concentrated at a nursing home, right?
Or not necessarily nursing homes, but what are called congregate living facilities, especially ones like senior apartments or assisted living facilities that house elderly people who may have other health problems. I know in my hometown of Park Forest in Cook County, there's a case involving a developmental center with a big flare-up of cases. In Christian County, a county with a smaller population just southwest of Macon County, a majority of that county's 25 COVID-19 cases to date are linked to 2 facilities in Taylorville, Rolling Meadows Senior Living and the Park Glen Apartments. Park Glen just got off a 2-week quarantine for their residents. And by comparison, Effingham County, with a similar population to Christian County, about 34,000 to 35,000, they don't have a cluster of cases at a congregate living facility, and they have just 4 COVID-19 cases reported for the entire county. Of course, a lot depends on how many have been tested and other factors that may still be undetermined.
Yeah, and as I mentioned over the weekend, the state started releasing some new numbers about long-term care facilities, and the Tribune aggregated those and found that nearly 1 in 4 of Illinois' COVID deaths have been someone from a nursing home. So that was one of the big stories since our last broadcast. Another is that Governor Pritzker basically canceled in-person instruction for the rest of this school year for K through 12 in Illinois. I want to bring Nader Issa of the Chicago Sun-Times into the conversation. Nader, what does this order mean for testing and grades and how students are going to be able to get through the rest of this school year?
Well, that's still a little bit unclear. State education officials have essentially said standardized testing is done for the year. So things like the SAT or other forms of testing for school ratings, for student assessment, those are canceled. As far as grades go, that's the part that's still up in the air. Officials are telling districts to be lenient with grades. They don't want any student's grade to go down because of a bad assignment or because they don't have access to a computer, to internet. And so that has sort of been where grading has been so far. Mm-hmm. But going forward now, schools are moving into the fourth quarter, and it's still unclear whether the state wants districts to give out report cards, give out concrete grades, or whether they'll move to something like a pass, no pass system or a pass fail system.
Do we know, what about high school seniors? Are they going to be able to get to graduate? Maybe not with a ceremony, but, you know, still get their diploma?
Yeah, so they, by all accounts, high school seniors will still get their diploma. It just likely won't be in front of their family and friends at a big ceremony. At this point, and ceremonies would be in about a month, month and a half, and it's just unclear if the science is going to prove that it's safe to gather like that at that time. We're going to have to wait and see. Schools are already talking about some alternate form of ceremony, like an online meeting, virtual meeting, where families can celebrate their students, but in-person graduations seem at this point unlikely.
You had an interesting story over the weekend, and I'm glad you did, because I feel like it's something that people are thinking about, but I haven't seen talked about openly as much, which is parents are worried about the loss of learning. And, you know, there are some who are thinking about having their kid repeat the same grade. I wonder, what reaction did you hear from state and education officials about that idea?
Well, the idea sort of has been spurred in the last few weeks because of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making that announcement that he's going to allow parents who want to hold back their kids' grade to do so. And so the governor was asked about that on Friday, and Governor Pritzker basically said he hadn't really talked about that with his education team, but that he would look into it and see if that was an option for this state. But everything that the governor has said, everything that state education officials have said, is that students should be still progressing on to the next grade. Education research shows that there isn't really any benefit. There actually is a bit of harm in leaving kids in their current grade and not letting them progress. And a lot of teachers, a lot of educators have said the same thing. If any loss of learning needs to be made up, the time to do it is next year in the new grade, and not necessarily repeating a grade that until now, three quarters of which has already been done.
Yeah, and just about 20 seconds left here, but I wonder, speaking of next year and trying to make that up, do we know anything about next school year? I mean, you mentioned the science is not clear about large gatherings. I mean, is it any more clear about whether we can have school in August as opposed to June?
It's not really. I mean, a lot of the doctors are saying things really won't be back to normal until we have a vaccine, which at this point is about a year away. So it's hard to say that it's going to be normal next year, but will there be some form of in-person education? Maybe. It's just really hard to tell what's going to happen a month from now, much less in August and September and October.
Well, we'll certainly follow this story and stay with it. Nader Issa is an education reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. We also spoke with Jim Meadows, a reporter for Illinois Newsroom. Thank you both for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.